Face front, true believers, and while you're at it, get your thumb out of your ass. It's time for the comic bookators. This time around, they take a look at Sergeant Rock, and also debate some of the finer things in life, including the best funny book movie ever made. So let's give it a listen, shall we?
All right, time for a very special episode of the Comic Bookators.
A special holiday edition.
Yeah.
And thank you for all your fans who supported me. Cappy is back out of his coma. I'm feeling large and in charge.
Yeah, Cappy's been back for a while.
Frankly, I think the coma did you a little good.
Yeah, you seem
a little
more
R&R.
Oh, you didn't want that beer yet?
Well, especially to Rick. I mean, Rick's words of encouragement have just really... It kind of rejuvenated me and gave me new life.
Good luck to Rick. He switched over to WordPress as his blogging tool of choice.
Okay. Well, good luck to everybody. Yeah, Cappy, we're really glad to have you back. Everybody has got a nice fresh beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good. I got a bottle of Smutty Nose. God love that shit. So today we're going to talk about, as a special holiday treat, the best comic book movie ever. We're all going to go around and share our own choices, right?
Sure, sure.
Is this kind of like a time killer kind of thing, you know?
I think it has merit.
And at the end of the year, people like to do lists.
Oh, I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So our top four.
Well, we're just going to do number one.
Well, I mean, there's four of us.
Yeah, right.
So that's four.
So okay. The comic book haters top.
The comic book haters top tie for ones.
Yeah. Mm.
And they don't have to be the last year, right? It could be
all time.
Okay, who would like to go first?
I want
to
hear Umbrella Man.
Okay, Umbrella Man. Put on the spot. Caught on the carpet.
I'm a little on the spot because I've been trying to narrow it down. I mean...
Oh, you got one in reserve.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what, man? There's got to be one. Fuck everybody else, man. You're number one. You shoot it and let them worry about it.
That's right.
I say go for it.
All right, I'm gonna. This one might be a little controversial, but I'm gonna go with Batman Begins.
God damn it, that was mine. No, I'm just kidding.
is that the new one that was just out this year?
Yeah. The new one was just out this year.
I did like that.
I liked it, I think, better than any other Batman.
I agree with that.
Okay.
You know, I thought it was really good. It maybe wasn't like the greatest movie of all time or anything, but I think it was really solid.
Okay.
I really liked the sensibility of it. You know, I was going to say it's one of the Spider-Mans, and I would have a hard time picking which one.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with Batman Begins.
Okay.
I have a question about Batman Begins, actually. Does the storyline follow the comics? I mean, like, did Ra's al Ghul, like, basically create Batman in the comics?
No.
And wasn't the bald guy supposed to be Ra's al Ghul? It wasn't supposed to be Qui-Gon Jinn, was it?
What do you mean supposed to be?
Like,
according to the comics?
He was
Middle Eastern or something.
Yeah, the bald guy in the movie
who ended up
being killed. But mm-hmm. in the movie, actually, Qui-Gon Jinn is
Liam Neeson.
You think that was a comment on...
Star Wars
Batman crossover. Yeah, we get the point.
He trained, you know, fucking Obi-Wan, Darth Vader, and Batman.
Yeah, well, that's pretty
he's
badass.
He's a powerful motherfucker.
That's pretty badass.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, Batman came out in the 30s, Ra's al Ghul came out in, like, the 60s.
So
maybe retroactively, I don't know.
So it's kind of like a revisionist history.
A little bit, but I don't even think, I think they made it up for the movie.
You know what I liked about that movie? I liked at the end how they tie into the next movie with the Joker.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
I liked the vibe of it. I thought it was, you know, it was really dark. And it was good. I went in with no expectations, and I was
too.
Pretty blown away.
I don't think anybody here could hate on that movie.
No.
Definitely not my choice for best comic movie.
And the bitch in that was hot.
She's alright. That crazy bitch.
Yeah, she's nutty. Yeah, she's
hot.
Who's that?
Yeah, she's good looking.
What's her name? Penelope Pitstop? Some shit like that?
Kate Reek Hudson or something like that?
No. Katie Holmes?
Katie Holmes.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so Umbrella Man, as being caught on the carpet, why don't you pick the next?
Schooly
okay. J.
Now, this is something I never read the comic of.
Okay.
So I still vote for this because I don't, as a rule, like movies made from comic books. However, I enjoyed this movie.
Okay, what was it?
Ghost World.
Okay.
I really liked that movie.
Is that the one with the vampires and the werewolves?
No.
It's Underworld.
No, this is about two chicks.
Yeah.
I like it already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
good film?
Yeah.
Did you saw it, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, great.
I loved it. Definitely a great movie. Yeah.
I mean,
saw it.
I never read the comics, so I couldn't tell you anything as it relates to the comic strip but, or
yeah.
comic book. But, I don't know, I just liked the movie. It was a little slow-moving, perhaps. But
a little arty.
It was a little arty, but it had yeah. it had a very complex story to it.
Well, it's certainly a film you wouldn't have guessed was based on a comic if you didn't know
exactly.
that.
Exactly, yeah, you're absolutely
Maybe
right.
that's why you like it,
that, and that
since
might
you
be,
hate comics
and that
so
might,
much.
And
yeah.
that might be exactly
Well,
yeah.
definitely it's not, you know, the average person thinks of comic books, they don't think of a story like that.
True.
And I actually, you know, of course I read those issues, you know, and I wasn't a big fan. I liked Dan Clowes, the guy who did it,
mm.
but I wasn't really a big fan of that story. But in the movie, they really flesh it out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. Yeah, it was a good flick. I was thinking about that for my
I bet you know which one you're picking.
I have a guess on you, me too.
I think I'm going to surprise you fellas. You want me to go next?
I think
Slufus is
Hold on a second. Why don't we hear Cappy's? I'll go last.
Okay.
I mean, there's no surprise here. I'm a big Spider-Man
yeah.
fan.
I was going to say Spider-Man.
I
got to
pick one of the Spider-Man? No.
Yes.
One of the Spider-Man movies. I think the second one was a lot better than the first one.
I think I'd agree with you on
And I think
that.
the only reason I'm not picking the first one is because I hated the Green Goblin's costume.
Yeah.
I thought
they shat the bed.
I thought that was horrible.
I like the costume, but I like how you could see his mouth through it.
And his
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah.
I just hated the whole
yeah.
the whole idea
yeah.
of the metal head. Like, it's just
yeah,
totally,
it was like Iron Man.
Yeah.
yeah.
I hated that. So And I liked Doc. They did a great job with Doc
yes,
Ock.
Yeah, I agree.
The casting was
yeah.
great.
Doc Ock was really good.
Yeah, he
I
was,
mean, and it was
and
nonstop
it,
action from the first minute.
And,
just,
and
it was
the,
great.
The Doc Ock effects, he looks great.
Yeah.
yeah. Although I guess my one complaint is that Mary Jane's going down the hill.
Oh yeah, she had a snaggletooth since day one.
She's jumping the shark.
Yeah.
I never thought she was.
They
although,
need to pump a little Gwen Stacy ass into the next movie.
Betty Brant was looking good.
I don't really remember what she looked like in the movie.
Oh, she was looking.
Only in it for a split second, right?
That was a great second.
I only saw that movie the one time in the theater. I haven't seen it since.
You
have? No.
It was
I
great.
Never saw the second one. I
saw
the first one just last week on regular TV.
The first one was good. I mean,
yeah,
the first one
was
solid.
Yeah, it was good, but boring.
I was bored by it.
Established. A lot of character development, a lot of background.
It's like, you know what? Everybody knows who fucking Spider-Man is. Just jump into
yeah.
some
fucking
fights.
I like the second one, too, because it really painted Spider-Man as, like, this, you know, ordinary dude. Like,
yeah.
Just, you know, he's a kid and he wants to get laid. Hey.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
He was pretty accurate to the character.
Yeah,
he does a good job.
Casting-wise,
yeah.
All right, I'm betting Slufus, you go in with Daredevil.
Okay.
I bet he is.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here, and this is one you guys are probably not familiar with. And I believe this was based on a comic. I'm gonna go with Hanzo the Razor.
Oh God! No, that's a good one. I didn't even consider manga in this. I'm going with Creepshow.
Creepshow,
the original.
Yeah, that I just rewatched that maybe a year or so ago.
Now this is the Stephen King.
Well, might be kind of a controversial choice. He was in it.
The thing
yeah.
that grew over, and Ted Danson was in it. The head when they burned up to his neck, and the tide came
in. Cockroaches.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
creepy.
And the thing in the crate.
Cockroaches.
I remember the thing in
the
crate. The
guy that's like
yeah.
He's like a Howard Hughes dude. He's all afraid of like
yeah.
germs, and then all the cockroaches go inside him. They come out.
I don't remember that.
His whole room
now,
filled with cockroaches.
Before we get some hate email, technically it was a movie, and then they did make a comic adaptation of it by Bernie Wrightson, a great horror
writer. You mean
those
particular stories.
The movie.
Well,
yeah.
Well, did it deal with Star
hold
Wars?
Go ahead,
hold
Cappy.
On then. So, that's not a choice then.
Well, okay, that's why I was thinking I might take slack. It's basically a tribute to the EC comics, like Tales from the Crypt of the 50s.
Yeah.
All right, if you guys don't allow
no,
that
okay,
one.
What's your,
no,
if
I'm
she
shooting,
had to pick
I'm
another
shooting,
one.
I'm shooting
was,
it down. I'm shooting
okay,
it down.
Okay, man,
hey.
Shoot it down. Okay, my backup. Oh, fuck. Well.
You're going Daredevil. I
no,
Daredevil.
He didn't like Daredevil.
No way in hell.
Spawn.
I thought you loved Daredevil.
Oh, it was a decent movie,
Spawn.
But best
Witch
comic.
Blade.
No. Oh, man.
Witchblade.
You know what? You
now
guys going to hate on me. I'm going with American Splendor.
Wait a minute.
That was based on
a
comic.
In a previous episode, did you not say how boring that was?
No, I said how boring.
The comic, though.
Yes, but
so
we're not talking.
What the fuck?
You never even fucking read the comic you reviewed, so you can't trash on me for saying it's boring.
What comic that I reviewed?
The movie you chose. What movie did you just
choose? Yeah, but what I'm saying is you bagged on the comic on that pretty much the same thing for being boring.
But I'm ranking the best movie. based on a comic. Not the best comic.
I don't know.
What the fuck, man? You know, who
I don't
gives
know.
A shit?
I would have pegged you more for, like, Superman 2, or possibly...
I was going to pick Superman 2.
Or possibly one of the X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
No, those are good movies, but they're boring. You never want to watch them a second time.
The X-Men are boring movies.
You want to watch American Splendor a second time?
Well, it was a good movie. Okay, fuck all y'all. I'm going with Mystery Men. That was a good movie.
Oh, hey, well, that was a good movie.
That was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
your pitch.
You just can't make up your mind.
Hey, well, you guys are shooting every fucking choice down I make. Fuck all y'all. I didn't say, like, Spider-Man. Oh, boy. That's a real deep movie. Man, yeah.
Hey,
cool.
What about Sin City?
You know what? I was just watching that earlier. The problem with that is it's way too faithful to the comics. I mean, come on. Just read the fucking comics. It's note for note.
All right, so what
your
is...
Fashion,
so is Mystery Men the one that you're coming down with?
I don't fucking know, man. I'd have to think about it. I had all my eggs in the Creepshow basket.
Well, I mean, I didn't say no to the Creepshow one.
I did just because it wasn't a comic.
Well,
but
I mean, it's a comic book movie.
It was based on the genre of...
It's like, I mean, it's like, do you consider Blank Man a comic book movie? Remember that with Damon Wayans?
Oh, right.
I mean, it's about a superhero. It's about, like, the trappings in the genre.
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider that movie a superhero. But I would be more willing to give you the Creepshow one.
It is, man. That's a comic book movie.
It is, because they're small vignettes. There's like four or five of them.
There's a fucking issue of Tales from the Crypt more or less in there. And
yeah,
it's
fine.
And there's...
Whatever.
Hey, fuck you.
Whatever.
You go back in your fucking coma.
I hope that large Italian man finds you.
Didn't you say you really liked Daredevil?
The movie?
Yeah.
It was not bad.
I hated it.
No,
look, man. Yeah, I did like it on the scale of fucking Daredevil. If you ask me my favorite comic movie, I'm not gonna
say Daredevil.
The scale of what it is. Yeah, it was a cool movie.
The scale of Daredevil.
But if you say rank it in all of the comic book movies ever made, it's going.
You said you liked it better than the first Spider-Man.
Whoa!
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Eh.
He was drunk at the time.
Yeah, I probably was drinking.
Your dog stinks.
I just burped.
God, you stink worse than your dog.
Oh, don't blame the dog.
I guess that's a compliment. All right, so we got our... Let's recap our favorite comic book movies.
Spider-Man 2.
Ghost World.
Ghost World was a good movie.
Batman Begins.
And I don't... whatever.
Like you got nothing.
Whatever Cappy allows my vote to be. Shoot it down. All right, fuck comic book movies.
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck your burp, man.
All right, it's time for the comic book hater. Bam! DJ Sloofus is my name. To my right is Schoolie G, and I've got a special treat for you today, Sergeant Rock's Combat Tales.
It's in a digest form.
Yes.
Am I right?
Which means it's easier to digest because it's small pieces of paper.
Yeah, you can definitely eat this.
I know you are a big fan of homicide, genocide, and any kind of side you can think of, as long
definitely.
As it's sanctioned by the government.
Insecticide.
Yeah. And this is Sergeant Rock's Combat Tales. This is a little, as you say, digest form one. I got this, I think it came out this summer. Huh. But I was just, I was scooping up some cat litter today, and I saw this sitting right there. And I figured Schoolie's going to love that.
Yeah, I've read a few of these in my youth.
Right.
Never in a consistent way, but some older ones that perhaps my brother must have had, I guess, when he was younger.
Yeah, way to pass the buck there, Schoolie.
No, I'm dead serious.
Okay, so Sergeant Rock, apparently I get the gist of this, that he fancies himself as a badass, but quite frankly, reading these stories, I get the impression he's somewhat of a pussy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I beg to differ.
Why? What happens to him here?
I don't remember. but he runs around in these green... Oh, I got my green flannels on, whatever the fuck
flannels,
he's wearing.
Man. Look at him. This guy's an ass kicker.
Why? What's he shooting at right there? That could be the cover, Sergeant Rock jumping out of a mysterious background, shooting his gun at what?
Nice.
You know what he's shooting at right now? A bunch of fucking Viet Cong children and women.
Yeah. Rock on, Sergeant Rock.
Now, this is volume one.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, this came out, I believe, in the summer. And as of yet, I have yet to see volume two, which tells you exactly how successful Sergeant Rock's combat tales were.
I can see that. Well, as an aside, and I've got no beef with Sergeant Rock.
Right.
But I definitely think that Nick Fury and his Howling Commandos, Sergeant Fury and his Howling Commandos, they could kick these guys ass.
I was just going to ask you that. Who do you think would win?
Oh, totally, totally. Sergeant
Nick Fury?
Sergeant Fury. Time, yeah.
Now, do you think Sergeant Fury... Okay, so you're talking about his World War II days.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Because I was going to say, do you think he'd rely too much on his gadgets and all that shit?
Well, I think he could even still get the best of Sergeant Rock in his post.
How about Mano y Mano?
Oh, definitely Nick Fury. Sergeant Rock, I mean, good guy, but what is he without Easy Company?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Nick Fury, you know, he's standalone.
How about Dum Dum Dugan?
Oh, Dum Dum Dugan, he's a stand-up fella. The bowler hat, if I'm not mistaken. There was a guy named Pinky or Pinkerton or something who...
In Easy Company?
In Sergeant Rock.
Sergeant Fury. Okay.
Wasn't there something like that?
I think
a bit of a ponce.
I think there was somebody named a Chinaman called Chop Suey.
No way.
I think so.
God damn.
Chop Suey. Or some really, really derogatory
yeah,
name.
Yeah, Egg Roll,
know?
Right. Egg Roll Jones, right.
Yeah.
I don't remember, but we digress because we have Sergeant Rock in front of us, so let's get back to...
Let's
take a look at this. You never even looked at this. The spine is not broken.
I will tell you what, in all honesty, I read that entire thing, and I'll explain why. I picked that up, I can't remember what it was. It must have been September, end of the summer, early fall, and we had to go up to the in-laws.
Uh-huh.
Okay, my wife's cousins up in Long Island. So we took the trek up there. This was small. It easily fit into my overnight bag.
Sure.
And I threw it in there because I knew I wouldn't be getting much sleep. And I pulled it out and I read it at like 5 in the morning when I woke up at the crack of dawn.
Okay.
I remember that one where somebody was boxing or something
like
that.
Yeah, the very beginning.
Yeah, what the fuck was he boxing about? It was ridiculous. You know, these comics were stupid. And I don't think that they glorified war. I don't think they glorified it enough. I mean, this is dull. If war was this boring, sign me out.
Yeah, I'm looking, and it is kind of it's two guys boxing. It cuts back to battlefield. And that's all just sort of like a prologue, because then another story seems to start called the DI.
Yeah, I mean, basically, these comics are so shitty that every single fucking page builds up to the final panel. And then usually there's some witty little twist, like, you know, oh, he truly was the, you know, or he finally got his just desserts or something.
Oh, and these are only little tiny things. Wait a minute. I thought this was like one big thing. These are a bunch of little stories.
Oh, yeah, it's a collection of stories. They're from like the 70s, 60s.
Oh, so they are old.
Oh, yeah, they're old. I think Joe Kubert drew them.
So this is like shitter material, like stuff you'd read when you're on the toilet.
Well, what isn't?
Well, I mean, but this seems like purpose designed for that.
Why?
Just because it's like they're short, like snippets. You know, like you could definitely pinch one off in the time it would take to read just one of these things.
And then conveniently, they're about the size of toilet paper.
Yeah, you could probably just rip the page off, and you got it. Hopefully, it's absorbent. It looks like it kind of might be a little bit.
So I guess that was the logic behind it, to have the target audience. You're saying is people that are taking a shit.
I think so, man.
I think that could be said for most funny books.
I don't know. I mean, you're not gonna sit on the toilet and read The Walking Dead. It's a long story. Even Marvel Zombies, that was kind of long.
Maybe if somebody like you downloaded the whole thing can't, because they got to have a laptop on
That's
their
true.
Lap.
You don't have a laptop on your lap when you're taking a dump?
Did you ever take a dump with a laptop on your lap?
Yes, I have, actually. yeah, I have. And I had a wireless modem connection. And I did it.
What website were you visiting?
I don't remember, but the whole purpose of me doing it was just when I first set up a wireless
network
in my house.
When it was a novelty?
I did it intentionally because I wanted to be taking a dump and be on the internet. It was great, by the way. It was glorious.
And you, come on, think, man. What website did you visit?
I don't know, man. I'm trying to think. I'm going to
guess it was something to do with video games.
Could have been. There's a good chance of that. My guess is it was probably like just a couple of news stories I was probably flipping through or something.
Hey, yeah. Did I ever tell you the story about how I passed freshman year biology as a sophomore?
When I heard you say pass and we were talking about toilets, I thought it was going to be something cool.
I'm going to tie it all together.
Okay.
Much like Sergeant Rock's Combat Tales.
Uh-huh.
I just threw that in there to tie it together. I failed biology when I was a freshman.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to take it again as a sophomore. And
did you have the same teacher?
No.
Oh, that's good.
No. And I remember D, first marking period, F, second marking period, third marking period, had like a D average.
Is this the second time around?
Second time around,
what the fuck?
I didn't care too much.
But you have to graduate, right?
What can I say? Look at me now. I'm recording a funny book about podcasts. I obviously didn't have my sights set too high. Or podcasts about funny books. Anyway, I remember one test. The question was, what differentiates or what advantages do multi-celled organisms have as opposed to single-celled organisms? Now, can you, off the top of your head, can you think of any advantages that multi-celled organisms may have?
Well, I guess they'd probably be more resilient. If a multi-celled organism has damage to it,
okay,
there are more cells that are left to either A, repair the damage, you know,
okay,
or take the brunt of it. You might still live. If you were a single cell organism, something happens to you, you're
dead.
That's
it, huh? Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, to my 15-year-old mind, the answer I put was they cannot eat and go to the bathroom at the same time. And he gave me credit for that. And I passed that marking period with a D.
Dude.
And I passed the year.
Dude.
I credit to that question.
Let me tell you something. He totally just wanted to get you out of the class.
I don't give a shit what he wanted.
Because
the bottom line is that's true.
No, it isn't.
Can they?
Yes.
Well, then it's true. What? A single-celled organism can eat and go to the bathroom at the same time.
Fuck yeah. All it is passing inside the cell wall and then going out the other side of the cell wall.
Don't
man.
They have a mouth or something?
No.
Hmm.
I mean, they might. They might have like a device that, you know, but come
a device?
On. You know what I'm saying.
They don't shop.
And an organelle, if you will, that takes care of it. Come on, why wouldn't it be able to?
Because it's only got one hole.
No, fuck. Just because it's a single cell doesn't mean it only has one hole.
Why not?
A cell.
Yeah.
Could have different parts.
No. Listen, what did you get in sophomore year freshman biology?
I had passed it by then.
Kids these days, they take biology in like sixth grade.
Yeah, and they only take it once.
See how we're neglecting them, their childhood?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I don't want to digress. Sergeant Rock,
Here's the point of Sergeant Rock, and this goes right back to what you're saying.
Okay.
If you were to kill one man of Easy Company, they can still eat and poop.
I don't know. Those army rations, they're not too kind on the old digestive system.
They are designed to not make you poop that often.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, anyway, this comic sucked. I mean, Sergeant Rock's Combat Tales, no combat. Hardly anybody died.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. You're going to give it a harsh rating. I didn't read through it, so I'm not gonna lie and said that I did, but this really is the perfect shitter book.
Yeah.
And as such, I'm gonna say it's a good 4. Good shitter material.
You know what? I hated it, and I was gonna give it higher than a 4.
Wow.
Nah, I ain't now though. I'm gonna give it a 3.
Okay.
Now, Brett.
The art is terrible.
This is like one of the most renowned artists in comic history.
Really?
Yeah, Joe Kubert.
Yeah, well, what the hell happened?
At his prime.
Is this after a stroke or something?
I think it was during. He sucks ass.
Perhaps he was shitting as he was drawing.
Yeah, I think he must have been. You know what? Fuck Sergeant Rock's Combat Tales.
Well, I don't want to say fuck Sergeant Rock. I'm going to say fuck whatever that guy's name was that drew this. What the fuck was he smoking?
Joe Kubert?
Yeah, whatever. Stanley Joe Kubert.
All right. So long, everybody.
See you later.
Thanks for listening. Keep sending the love to thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com. And check thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com.